good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
How are you, Jasmine?
Good, and you?
Baruch Hashem. Jasmine, you're the only one present.
So far, yes.
So far. So, did you try the prophetic position?
Not today. I was so tired from what happened to me yesterday, but I'm planning to do it tomorrow. I have to print the instructions as you suggested and follow it.
You will enjoy it. There's no question.
Well, hopefully I'm flexible enough to reach the position. I think I am.
Well, you can always get that flexible.
Right, yes, it's true. It is. I had always been flexible. Now I'm, you know, a little older now, but I'm still.
I do understand that. I'm not sure we'll have anything else tonight, only because the usual people are in the flood zone, although they're not, you know, flooded out, but just a lot of stuff going on and it's tiring, so they may be too tired tonight.
How's everybody that lives in that area so far?
They're all doing well. Nobody's been flooded out. They couldn't get out. You know, the area was flooded, so they couldn't drive. But they're all, you know, pretty much together. One person, her husband is ill and on oxygen, and he just refused to leave because he didn't want the aggravation. But he ran out of oxygen today, so they were forced to evacuate.
Wow. Oh, he needed oxygen, huh?
Yeah. So we haven't heard from her, but I'm sure we will once they get settled somewhere.
It's terrible that when we're asked to move out of our comfort zone, we are so stubborn. We all are.
Very true.
I know. It's just like you say, oh, but they told them to move and blah, 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 blah. But when it's your turn, then you don't want to move either. So it's nobody's either. Everybody's about the same.
Exactly.
I remember when we had that hurricane coming, the beginning of the year or something, to Florida. It was terrible, but nobody moved.
Well, we
got somebody.
Welcome, Martha. I just want to make sure, Justin, did you the one approaching Miami?
Is one approaching Miami now?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It went from a tropical storm. In 24 hours, it became a number three hurricane.
Hey, what's the name of it?
Irma, I think.
Ooh.
But it's, you know, you have time. You have time, but just check it out.
We're just talking about that. Time for what? Get ready. Oh, boy.
It's time to leave Florida because it's going to be sinking under the water anyway, Bleanera. Good evening, Malka. I'm sorry for the conversation, but we were talking before you arrived.
Oh, good evening.
You doing all right, Malka?
What?
Please join me or join us in saying the Anapakoa. Anapakoa. Gedula Shemincha. Tatir. Serra. Alfekimel Yutak Sadi. Abel Rinat. Amcha sadvenu aharein nora tufreshayan sintet nun na hibor borsheyachudcha evavad shamrem nun gimel dalad yudkashin Barhem tacharem rakame sitkatcha dami damlem etet reish sadifav gimel pasim kadosh berov tucha nael adata etufet et nunayan Yachid Geyer Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Ku. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Together, the Resh and the Yud have a gematria of 210, the same gematria as the word Radu, Resh Dalet Vav, which translates as to go down. And this is referring to Hashem coming down to be closer to us to make our efforts at Teshuvah easier for us. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shinkupat tadiyutah. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy through the auspices of the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apaim, Berav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon Wapesha, V'chata'a v'nake. Now we're going to connect first to the Zohar, to the verse in the Zohar in the Sulam commentary from Parsha Yitro, Pasuk 29. This verse connects to certainty. And first we will say L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bifilu. Urfimu, filu, filu, urfimu. Leata, leshem, yud, hey, bavav, hey. Beyehuda, shalim, beshem, kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino, amadunai, Eloheinu, aleinu, maasei, yadenu, konene, aleinu, maasei, yadenu, konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bekama Atar, Hanenan de Kutcha, Berichu Koma de Aved, the Eila Witata, Kolaihu, Kishot Beovata, Bikshot, Bele Lach Mila Bialma, Divae Barnash. Vedach yaleya mineya ulanaga beya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzirich bealma. The translation of this verse: Rabbi Abba said, in many places we have learned that whatever the Holy One, blessed be He, does, above or below, is all true, and His works are true, and there is nothing in the world that man needs to reject or find despicable, for all are works of truth, and are all needed in this world. The year 5778, as the energy of bow time or walk time. And hopefully people will bow first so that they can walk closer to Hashem. There's only one verse that connects to the energy through its gematria, and that is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal. Vayavo Hamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Na Tamar Achoti Ut Lavev Leinai Shete Livivot Ve'evre Miyada. The translation of this verse: so Amnon lay down and feigned himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, let my sister Tamar come, I pray thee, and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. There is a second verse that connects to this energy of bow time. And that second verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. It's Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. And here is the verse. Ata tiyodiyacha vavoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale. Bashai la Hashem, Liata nasata, Avon chatati stela. The translation: I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will make confession concerning my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. So we are going to also now connect to the year 5777, our current year, the year of the goat. And there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse or permute them into tsats ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause, excuse me, the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name Tav Shin Ayin Zion, the name of the year, and the letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Excuse me, seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause. And there are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat willo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilotam lacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav v'yitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, A, Reka, Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4 is the second verse that connects to this year of the pause. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adeyad Ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death. There are three verses that connect to this energy, and the first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni yad bili ruki. The second verse that we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru. Udu mikol ha-machagoyiyam Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachon V'chalakti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Lisam ti makom leamili Israel untati vishakam. Ha tav vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu. Vene avlal anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we'll do this through the chart and speaking the letters using their root vowels. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe heya. Yozala me behe, he reyo he kome. La awa kalayo, la wawa pehe la. Nula ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he. Reyo yo awa me. La ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, da a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, hey hey shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey re hey me tsa re, wa me be yo hey hey, a nu wa me hey yo, da me be me nu ko. Ayo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. And the 72 names from the chat, from the Tzadikim, we will do in the same manner. Wa 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 yo yo yo, da be te a me, me be shi la yo he. Anu a ke me ta, he he yo anu da, la he wa he me a, yo tsa la me re he, he yo yo he me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa la he he, ta a ko me nu da, a nu yo he wa me, re ha a, re he a wa yo, yo he za. Me shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la a re yo, a la me te, me ta he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la. He be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo, da he be me kako, a la am he be wa, re la he wa wai me, yo yo me he la yo, me he me. And as we discussed in the discussion of the year 5778, we would start connecting to three additional names after we've done both sets of names. The 13th name in the 72 names of God is Yozalah, and its energy is bringing heaven down to earth. The 14th name is Mebehe, and its essence, its general idea, is to save and live farewell to arms. No reason to go to war anymore. And it can be appreciated these two energies are very much desired. And by saying these additional names and meditating on them, we are able this year, hopefully, to bring those energies into our lives. And name number 30, Awamei. That's true for both sets of names. And the energy of that name is building bridges. So we can see to bring heaven on earth, to say the farewell to arms, we will need to build bridges between people. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, chose to leave this day, the 10th day of Elul, Dan ben Yaakov Avinu, this is the progenitor of the tribe of Dan. This is not only his Hilulah, but it is his birthday. Rabbi Tzadok ben Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen Rabinowitz of Lublin. Rabbi Nachum Mordechai ben Rabbi Alter Yisrael Shimon Perlo of Novominsk. And Rabbi Yonasan Shteif. And the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row of the in the right-hand column. When you click on that link in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, it opens up to a list of all of the parashas. If you scroll down to Ki Tetzé and open up section 8, and I will mention, as I will a few times this early part of the year, with the additional energy, the additional verses that we are adding now, this beginning process of every class seems to be getting longer and longer. So, generally speaking, the 7 o'clock class will do it, but any other class will be less involved with these lengthy process. Pasuk 52. Ugidokhnu ha mare matnitin lo hamadrash admidrash hu hayugar ela hamase uvatar achara amru kol shirat ketokudmet kodemet Lechachmato, achmato mitkayemet, wigomer yirat ketu o ima, hila atashuva, achma baila, kad akdim kwa adonai o hewahe, zera dehi. Mitzvah Sharia Aleya Torah. Dehu vavikad achdim yira v'hachma dehi Adonai yohe wahe ila ashar yayo aleya hachma dehi yud v'yikre ben umikan banim atem La Donai Ohe Wahe Elohe Hem. The translation So as I was saying, the translation, for that reason, the sages of the Mishnah explain that action, not talk, is more valuable. In other places, they said that one whose fear of sin precedes his wisdom prevails. One's fear of sin is supernal ima, bina that is called repentance. Hachma is supernal lava. And when one precedes small hay, namely malchut, which is the precepts of the Torah, which is zeranpin, that is the vav, rests on him. And when he places fear, which is the upper hay, before chachma, chachma rests on him, which is the yud. And then he is called a son, namely the son of yud hay. Hence, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim. My commentary. There are amazing secrets revealed in this pasuk. The steps of spiritual growth are as follows. One, actions, meaning doing mitzvot. Two, Torah study. Three, emotional control using binding by striking. Four, wisdom is received directly as thoughts. This is my opinion. If true, where are you during this lifetime? Which of these steps apply to you? Pasuk 53. V'hayitu zeshemi yud hei le'olam. Meheve lon holaka bishta meya. Ahidiktiv ki helek Adonai yohe wahe amo. The translation. This is, there is my name. The Hebrew word is Shemi. Yud hey. Forever, and this is my memorial, the Zikri, which is Vav Hey, which is Shemi plus Yud Hey is in numerical value 365, and Zikri plus Vav Hey is in numerical value 248. All together have the numerical value of 613, namely the 613 mitzvot. Given to the holy children so they will have a portion in his name. This is the meaning of, for Hashem's portion is his people. My commentary. Relate the first step in Pasuk 52. My commentary to the positive mitzvot and the third step to the negative mitzvot. Verse, Pasuk 54. V'kadach dim Torah u'mitzvah o'hakma v'yira itapach shemeya aleya v'nufa midat adin kegavna v'hashem v'itapach leya kola ledina V'kashin mezonotav v'yoraita kishriyat yam suf ukshake gavna dapur kana im zaku yivkun berachame ahidikti v'terem yavo Hevela v'chayim lita Zakar v'yitkun v'rachame v'ilav Akdim rachame v'yivkun v'tzara v'shapir v'yakdim Tzara v'dina L'rachamei u'kid okmuha Razal marei matnitin L'pum tzara agra The translation. When one puts the Torah before the precepts of wisdom before fear, the name turns for him into the female aspect, into the attribute of judgment. Thus, He Vav He Yud. For when the name is written straight, it indicates the quality of mercy. And when it is backward, it indicates the quality of judgment. Everything turns into judgment for such a man, and his Torah sustenance is as difficult to acquire as the splitting of the Red Sea. Redemption will be similar. If they have merit, they will continue out with mercy, as it is written. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child, and they shall come out with mercy. It is good if suffering and judgment proceed so as to draw mercy, which is why the sages of the Mishnah said, as the suffering, so the reward. My commentary. The important teachings in this pasuk is judgment draws mercy. Contemplate this until you perceive the active pain, the judgment in your life, as drawing mercy into your life. Pasuk 55. Umap kanu denafsha. Mikodem dvenavka idla tzara levatar din fikat v'rachame v'raza demila bimki yavou levatar uvtachanunim ovilim uvkid v'yat tzara Iyo leyako umimena yaisha ivasheya vayichun berachame uvke gavna vishalach kudshabarichu liyona vila ashka atar lesharya Aki shalach lach raya v'hemana v'kad meta. The translation. When the nefesh comes out, when it is born into the world, it is in pain before it comes out, namely labor pain. But after it has come out, it is in a state of mercy. This is the meaning of they shall come with weeping. and then, and with supplications will I lead them. For that reason it is a time of trouble to Jacob, and he shall be saved out of it. And they shall come out with mercy, just like the Holy One, blessed be he, sent out the dove, as Noah is of the aspect of Yesod. But she did not find a place to rest, as it is written, but the dove found no rest. So did he send for you, faithful shepherd, first. He sent for him because he did not find a place to be hidden from him, which is why he was revealed to him. My commentary. This is referring to the idea that Hashem revealed to Moshe the name Hashem, but did not reveal it to the patriarchs. Pasuk 56. Umakiti behon ba'ifen, ko vako ba'yar ki enish, tekul hon chayavin, vela yashkachat behon, Zokeli apaka min galuta ukid sarvat the mezal taman viamrat shalah na bayad tishlach behant gegon behahu zina bachid kayayim. Im Yisrael kimet tzetach me'eretz Mitzrayim aranu naflaot ugaluta batra'a tirein meshichin yishlach imach lekabel tirein gadin diyona the ant kegufa, the galuta, rivia'a, la'it le'it lach gadfin, delo od ela bekad meta, avo Yisrael kegufa, the ant v'acharon, kitrin, gadfin diyona, Uvon Parcho Yisrael. The translation. It is written of them, and he looked this way and that, and when he saw that there was no man, which means he saw they were all guilty, and there was no man among them who had the merit to get out of exile. For that reason you refused to go there, but said, send, I prayed you, by the hand of him whom you will send. Yet now you are like at that time of the Exodus from Egypt. In you it shall be fulfilled together with Israel, as in the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt. I will show him marvelous things. During the last exile he will send with you two messiahs, two Mashiachs, Mashiach the son of Joseph and Mashiach the son of David, who correspond to the two wings of the dove, who is the Shekhinah. Because you are in the fourth exile, like a body without wings. Moreover, at first Israel were like a body, and you and Aaron like the two wings of the dove, with which Israel flew out of exile. My commentary. Moshe will embody both the Mashiachs during the final redemption. There will be a Mashiach ben Yosef, representing the external, a Mashiach ben David, representing the internal, and Moshe, Rabbeinu, will represent both together. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We can do section 9 also. We have time. It starts with Pasuk 57. Le'at pikuda delayit kalilu ta'amanasar sefirot be'teva ta'achtiyim shinayim ushlishim ta'aseliachlala ba'kachanim levim ve'yisraelim Teva Shekina Imchon Torat Adonai Yohewahe Ihi Revit Hashin Adonai Yohewahe Revia Aum Shulechet Leshet Fiad Hevav Leashlama Beyaya Dalit Gav Dalit V'yasra dargin de'it kalilu be'yah de'inun yud hey vav hey le'it kayem kayma v'chu b'Yisrael v'yatem chad be'kim be'yah Elohekem v'gomer v'anim at Atem Lashem Adon Yohewahe Elohechem Hashema Shultanuteya Vitzulma Divarnash Vialkol Ever Ever Dileya. The translation? There is no precept that has 10 sephirot included in. Of the ark it is written, the lower, second, and third stories shall you make it, to include in it the priests, the Levites, and Israel, who are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. The ark as a whole, which is the Shekhinah, is with them. The Torah of Hashem, which is the Shekhinah, is the fourth part of a hymn, namely fourth, to Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. A fourth letter in the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, it is troubled by receiving the three letters Yud-Heh-Vav, to complete it into a name of four letters, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. 10 grades are included in it, namely it receives them for the sake of Israel, which are Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Aleph, Vav-Aleph-Vav, Hey-Aleph. 10 letters through which it shall be fulfilled in Israel. But you that did cleave of Hashem your Elohim, and you are the children of Hashem your Elohim, for this name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, fully spelled with Aleph, has dominion over the image of man and over each and every limb of his. My commentary. The verse is clear as written to the students of the Kabbalah. Does anyone have any questions? So, tomorrow there will be a morning class at 7:30 West Coast time that represents the Slichot process. And at 8:30 tomorrow night, we will be doing a Tikkuni Zohar. I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom. And I wish you all well. Shabbat Shalom. Our next class tonight will be in about a half hour, about 40 minutes actually. for a Tikkuni Zohar class. Please join us. Shabbat Shalom.